You're gonna need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat. You can buy me a boat.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Happy Friday. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg and our experts here with us. When you hear the boat music, you know it's time for Boat Smart. And our friends with Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida, Bill Kidwell is here. He's the services manager there, as well as another expert, Stefan Schmidt, who's our marine services instructor at Georgetown Technical College. Welcome, gentlemen. Great to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you. We missed you last week.
I missed being here last week.
Yeah. But you listened to us, though.
I did. I told him I was in the car listening to them, and it was just
awesome.
I know them.
Yeah.
And y'all
I know those
good.
People.
I know them.
Nobody ever comes up to me and says, oh, I know you. No, my autograph or none of that. So,
mm-hmm. So what's happening in the boating world? I have to laugh. I was teasing Stefan when he walked in. I said, I saw your post. He had a post on his Facebook. It was about withdrawal, I believe.
Yeah, withdrawals. Boating withdrawals.
He didn't say it was boating, but I knew what it was.
I just said, I'm going through withdrawals. And my people that really know me,
yes. They're
like, we know what you're saying.
Yep. And then I saw several other posts of folks are missing being in the boats right now.
Yeah.
A little chilly on the water.
It is. It's a little chilly, a little windy. So, you know, it'll get there. It's getting there. And we're moving into February pretty quick.
Well, this weekend,
and
believe it or not.
Everything starts kicking off kind of about mid-February, Bill. And then into March, things start rolling more. And you're going to get busy, busy, busy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, for sure. We're ready, too.
Yep. Ben, they are ready. Yep. So you are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the number. Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida is our sponsor. Key Marine located at 5621 By Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. They are revamping their website. I've been pulling their websites up on the screen over here. I get to use a computer in here. I just figured that out not too long ago, Meg,
oh,
that
good.
I could actually go in there and use the computer and look around,
yeah,
check the weather
good.
And stuff like that. And Key Marine is your Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, Cox Diesel, Outboard, Merc Cruiser Repower Center. They can service your any of those products for you. They can do warranty repairs on those products as well. And, of course, they can take care of every aspect of your boat. And if they can't take care of it, maybe they're not doing upholstery or anything like that, they can find somebody that they trust to help you out on anything else that they don't take care of. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, on boats, sometimes you don't take care of everything. So let's say upholstery or fiberglass. Some of that stuff gets subbed out to people.
Right.
Because they don't, Key Marine may not have the full facility to do that, and other dealerships may not have that. So sometimes you sub stuff out, right, Bill?
Right. And we're constantly thinking about that as well. We have tried an upholstery part. It's been a couple years ago now. And, you know, it just takes a lot there, but we definitely have that on the horizon because it's awesome to have that facility, the one-stop shop type thing, fiberglass upholstery and even T-top work and all. But, yeah, we're growing. We'll see what happens in the future.
You have to have a large footprint to do all that stuff. I tried that years and years ago and sublet parts of my facility out to different places. I had a machine shop and had an upholstery shop along with my business running at the same location. So it was pretty, you know, it's good for the customers, but sometimes it's stressful for the person that's trying to keep
right.
track of all that stuff,
right.
you know, and
right.
all the things that are going on. So it's not uncommon for us to sub stuff out to different parts of the industry to get things done like that.
Okay, well, we just got a very important text on the text line. So
all
if
right.
you're interested and want to know more on Boat Smart and ask our experts, 850-437-1620, this text message says, early happy birthday to Stefan Schmidt.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Very important message.
Yep. We
coming
might do
up,
that
right?
trivia question. It is coming up.
Yeah.
It's on a holiday.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that would be Groundhog's Day.
Oh,
so
that's
February 2nd.
That is,
yeah, that's Monday.
That
Thank
explains,
you for the birthday wish. I appreciate that.
That explains a lot.
Will he
yeah,
see his
does.
Shadow?
Right. Yeah, I get a lot of phone calls that day. It's usually not to say happy birthday. It's, hey, did you see your shadow, right?
Right, exactly. Bless your heart, yeah. You've had that your whole life.
Yeah, all my life, you know.
Oh, no.
And I do get up and watch the groundhog and see if he sees his shadow,
Unks
you know.
Tawny Phil.
I would love to spend my birthday up there, but not
you
right
should.
Now. It's too cold right
you
now.
Should.
It's too cold.
That would
I think
be so
how
much
cold
fun.
It is. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that, but yeah.
That's one of the Maybe, best movies,
that
too.
That could be on my list of things to do, you know.
That's
just
such a
go
great,
up there. People do that. They actually,
yeah.
You know, people that have their, the weird people that have their birthday on February 2nd go to Groundhog Day. And
well, they made a movie about you, too.
Yeah, they made a movie about me, too. I lived my life like that, actually, so, you know.
Over and
that's
over
how
again.
It goes. Yeah. Thank you very much for that
that's
text.
That's sweet.
850-437-1620 is the number. We're getting gearing up for Mardi Gras and all that
oh
stuff right now, so we're busy, busy, busy. When I leave here, or tomorrow, actually, I've got to go service the generators on both our floats and get them ready
right,
to go.
Oh, right, of course, yeah.
Yep, get all that ready and do some tire work and, you know, change out some tires and things like that.
Well,
so
out
actually
to the
work.
Crew of Yayas.
Crew of Yayas, yep. They'll be in the house, and we're taking two floats to all three parades this year. We have never done that before. So that's going to be fun, and we'll talk about it again Friday. I'll be here Friday, but as soon as I get here, I have got to go because we'll be lining up early and getting things ready to go. So we'll talk more about that next week because that is the weekend.
It's fun. You know,
it's
going to be a lot of fun.
So we've been having a great time over at George Stone in the classroom. I finally got back. Meg, you know, I was out for a week, and then I came back last week. And I actually had given my students an assignment while I was out sick. I emailed them.
You were out sick?
I was out sick the week before.
Oh, I thought maybe you
were
on vacation.
No, I was out sick.
Oh, no.
And then, of course, I had another thing. My wife had a surgery, so I had to take care of that, too.
Oh, no.
So I had a lot going on that week without being out. And so I emailed my students. And even though when I'm in these situations, I still try to keep touch with everybody, right?
Right.
So I emailed them, and I said, hey, how about the senior students taking the new students, what if I have brand new students in my class, and show them something, you know, maybe a water pump job, maybe this, maybe that, right? And when I got back Monday, I started asking the new students, you know, hey, what did you guys learn this week? And to my surprise, they did a dyno run on a Suzuki outboard. They ran it up on a dyno. They did a water pump service on a Yamaha outboard. They did a compression check and a leak down test. And they did all these things. So these students were teaching my students while I was gone. We had
That's
a substitute.
Cool.
They weren't all alone.
Right, right.
But we had a sub in there. But they were teaching, and I was
sub
so
was
impressed
probably
so
from,
surprised about that.
The
you know,
sub was probably learning from the students, the way
yeah,
it sounds.
Yeah, so it was great. So they did that, and that was very, very exciting. And you know, and sometimes we just have rough weeks in class and different things going on, and a lot of times, you know, when as a teacher and things just aren't going right, you tend to get a little down and you know, wore out and all these things. But I always seem to get inspiration from previous students at times. It was funny that I believe it was yesterday I got a text message from a student. His name was Riley Smith. He'd been out of my class for a long time. He sent me this professional text.
Oh.
Hey, Mr. Smith, this is Riley Smith. I'm one of your previous students. I graduated years ago. I am now a service manager at this location, and I am looking for employees.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I didn't text him back. I called him.
That's
and I
awesome.
Said, Riley, such a professional text to me, you know, and like he had to tell me who he was, you know, I knew
sure.
who he was,
yeah.
I, you know, and to me, that's uplifting, you know,
of
uplifting.
Of course, yeah,
when,
how others, gratifying
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, other students are hiring my students, and it's just something that keeps me going, you know.
Absolutely.
Success stories, one by one by one, you know.
Well, it's a legacy.
It's a legacy, and they are filling that legacy by adding people, you know, out of my classroom into their
so
folder
cool.
where they're working and stuff. So that was pretty cool for that. I did an on-site visit, and this went to for a co-op visit. And this was at Cab Boats, C-A-B. That's the name of this place. It's actually Cab Yachts here in Pensacola. And you wouldn't even know this place was there.
Huh.
It's very low-key. But they build wooden hull boats
and
boats. They design and build wooden hull boats and little kayaks, wooden kayaks.
Wow.
Very high end stuff, you know, as far as the kayaks and everything is concerned. But I have a student there, Brandon Hoppe, is there as a co-op, and he's finishing up. So I had to do a site visit for him, you know, and make sure everything was going good. Bill's familiar with my site visits. I've done several out at Key Marine where I go in and I check on the student, you know. But I have to tell you, I really enjoyed speaking with the owner over there because he's just such an interesting man. His name is Charles A. Boudre.
So that's Jr. where the cab comes from.
That's where the cab comes okay. from. I didn't even pick up on that. Thank you.
Well, you know, I went to Georgia. I went to Georgia. You went to Florida. What can
yeah,
I say?
Exactly. Thank you, Meg. Appreciate that. I was wondering where that came from. And anyway, I was, you know, I was talking to him, and he's just a very low key person. He doesn't like a lot of interaction with people and things like that, you know. And I just sit there and was amazed. And he enjoyed talking to me, I believe. You know, and we just had this great conversation, and I was looking at these boats and how they bring these boats back to life.
Wow.
You know, and he told me one fact that I really wasn't aware of, and now I can share this with you guys. A Chris Craft boat back in the days when they were making the Chris Crafts,
yes,
back in the 30s and 40s and all these stuff.
Well, those
Mahogany.
I remember. Yeah.
Those boats were only designed to last 5 years.
Really?
Yes. He said because the way the wood and everything is made in, you know, they and it was in their literature.
Huh.
Expect about a 5-year lifespan out of our boat hulls. That's just the way it is. Not our engines would last forever. They had Hercules motors in them. But, you know, they and this is stuff that I learned. This is my what did you learn. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I thought that was interesting. Then he went to show me the process of fixing these boats and how they recreate using the exact same woods, but changing the process up enough that the boats now, when they remanufacture your boat or put it back together or build a boat,
mm-hmm,
it's a 50 plus year boat.
Wow.
You know, their
antique boats are beautiful.
Oh, beautiful. You know,
I love
and,
the wood
and that's
boats.
Where I started out. I worked, you know, in wooden hull boats up on
oh,
the
really?
Mississippi. Yeah. I didn't do a lot of woodwork type stuff, but I've serviced those boats and got to see them, you know,
mm-hmm,
and they're works of art, and what they're doing over there is a work of art, plus, you know, it all the technical stuff that goes along with it.
So these guys are in Pensacola?
In Pensacola.
Huh, okay.
Yeah, here
Very
in Pensacola.
Cool.
They have a website. It's cabyachts.com. You can check them out. And they got some beautiful pictures on there of the woodwork and stuff. But I was amazed by that. And I just want to thank them for letting me come over and doing the walkthrough and all that and spending time with me. So it was really good.
That's great.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Well, everybody's not on the water this weekend, I guess.
No.
So what
no.
can people do with their boats while they're sitting around looking
yeah,
at
Bill,
them?
We're going to let you have that.
what can they do? I mean, I would think this is a good
time. I don't
want
to depress people about the cold weather. I'll let you do that for us.
Well, thanks.
But there's yeah. things you can do when you're with your downtime right now, aren't there?
Well, yeah, a lot of, well, with it being as cold as it's going to be, it might deter some of them from even being outside. But the big thing is just to protect it from the freeze, you know, and some motors will retain water when you shut them off, and some won't. Like most of your outboards they'll drain completely. And if you tilt them down so water doesn't collect in the, you know, in front of the, down in the lower unit and freeze that, you should be okay from that aspect. Now, stern drives are a different story.
Yeah.
They have drain points on them because most of their blocks and manifolds are made out of cast iron. So it's real important to make sure they're completely drained come this weekend, or if they're kept inside. I know Stefan suggested, you know, there are a few different heat type things that people put down
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, actual bilge heaters right
yeah.
now. So yeah, something
oh,
you put in your
okay.
belt. Yep.
You got to be
safer.
Careful with that though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of people have heard that like an old incandescent light bulb could be, but you know, there's gas fumes down there and all. So we just ask y'all to be real careful about that. But keeping them from freezing is one thing. And then depending if you've got it in a garage, yeah, definitely if you know, we're right in that time where football's going out. We only have one more game left.
Mm-hmm.
So this weekend, if you're wanting to be out in your garage, if that's where you keep it, you know, it's a good time to just clean on it and wax the hull. That really helps, you know, on the fiberglass, preserving the gel coat and all, instead of just cleaning them. Waxing them really helps a lot as well. So, yeah, there's a few things you can do there.
Yeah, and honestly, if you've had your boat out and you didn't winterize it, and it's right now probably with the weather that we've had, you're probably in trouble.
Ooh, mm-hmm. That's not good.
Because we've had it's because it really hasn't warmed up a lot.
Mm-mm.
But this weekend especially, they're calling for some, you know, hard freeze for long periods of time.
Right.
You know, when you get a forecast where it says a freeze and it's only a freeze for a few hours.
The typical Florida
it's okay,
day.
Okay, but
yeah.
when you have a cold day where it's mm-hmm. not getting much above the, you know, 40 or 35 or 40, and then you had to dip in the 20s, that's when you tend to have problems and you'll start seeing manifolds break and blocks break.
The hard freeze. And also, you know, when your boat's at Key Marine, we're constantly thinking about that. You know, earlier in the week, we went around, we found out another thing that you have to do that I didn't mention earlier is you have to be mindful of the fresh water tanks in these boats. You know, they do have fresh water in them, and all the hoses and all that connect to the fixtures in the boat and the nozzles and all of that is behind the, you know, hard to get to usually, and you want to do your best to keep that from freezing. There is an antifreeze that you can add to that, and there's a process of draining them and getting the antifreeze in all of the water hoses and lines that are in the boat. And like I said, to repair some of those, a lot of them are put in there before the top caps are put down, and it's just a big headache.
Yeah.
So you definitely want to take care of those as well. But back to what Key Marine does, we went around, seen which boats had the water tanks in them, and we call the customers and we say, because a lot of them, you know, they just don't think about it, or they don't know about it, not used to it in our warm, you know, weather that we normally have, is that, and remind them that, hey, you do have a fresh water tank. Do you want us to go ahead and take care of it? There's a special antifreeze that we put in there and all of that. And then the same thing with the draining the blocks and the stern drives. We have two of them there that, yeah, both of them wanted us to do it. And so we get in there, and like Stefan had mentioned last week, I believe it was, that that's not a total guarantee, but it is definitely that something won't completely freeze. But, you know, you have factory trained professionals that are doing it. And for instance, like on stern drive, a lot of people don't know about that hose on the circulation pump, that even if you drain the blocks and all. So, you know, if you're not sure about it, you can give us a call. We'll tell you how to do it, or you can bring it by and we'll do it for you.
Yeah, it's better to let a professional do that for you. We're talking about that antifreeze, and we're going to do another giveaway here in just a minute. 850-437-1620 is the number. But when you're talking about that antifreeze, please, please, please understand that is an RV antifreeze that you put in your water system. It is drinkable to a certain extent, but it tastes terrible. It's pink. It's a pink color. What I from what I remember, right, Bill?
You've tasted it.
I was going to say, tasting the antifreeze?
You taste it, yes.
That could kill you.
No. It's RV antifreeze. It will not kill you. It might make you sick, but it's not going to kill you or make you go blind or anything like that. But do not use automotive antifreeze in those systems.
Well,
you're not really supposed
to
use automotive
antifreeze in
the engine either, actually, when you're draining it, because you're not allowed, EPA said, so you're not allowed to drain that stuff on the ground. You have to capture it. So there's a lot of processes to that. So you could get in trouble winterizing your motor and adding antifreeze into your block to chase the water out. So just be careful about that.
That is an old way of doing it. And he had mentioned several shows ago about that. He touched on that it's definitely against the law. Some people will run that engine antifreeze, mix it, and run it through their blocks, which, you know, definitely helps, but it's not going to help the environment.
No, not at all.
If you just joined us, you're listening to Boat Smart on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And if you've got questions about antifreeze and the things we're talking about to winterize your boat, please text them in at 850-437-1620.
Yeah, antifreeze is bad for the environment. It's not only bad for that, it's also bad for animals. So any animal that would come behind you and drink that water with antifreeze in it, it's going to make them sick or kill them. So it's not good for it. So pay attention to that when you're doing that. 850-437-1620. You want to do a giveaway, Bill?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So the trivia question this week is, it's fairly easy for most people on the very back of either an outboard or stern drive, there's a part on the very back that spins that makes the boat go. And so
I know this one.
Yeah, most people will. So yeah, if you'll be like the second text in to the...
to 850-437-1620 with
Thank
the
you.
Word of the part of the engine on the back of the boat that spins.
Yes. That spins and makes the boat go.
Yes. And the prize this week is a nice Mercury Verado hat and a Yamaha cleaning cloth. And there's also a Rodan trolling motor boat key floaty for you. So, yeah, you could come by 5621 Bauer Road at Key Marine over there and come and claim your prize within a month. We'll hold on to it for
and
you.
And do maybe a quick tour, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We did that. Just the one that came and picked it up last week. He got a nice tour and really appreciated
that's
that.
That's great. Okay. And speaking of quick tours, we got a...
Not yet. 850-437-1620.
So I had a phone call from a listener, and he said he's an avid listener. I'm not going to mention his name right now because I'm going to do it later. So next week, okay, because... I had an avid listener call me and said he had some tools to donate to my students, which is awesome,
nice.
Right? And so I was speaking. We had a couple back and forth on phone calls. He had left a message on my phone. He didn't leave his phone number because I think a lot of times people assume that you just call back that number. But I couldn't find his phone number, but I thought I found his phone number, and I called back and then finally got in touch with him yesterday. And so we're setting up him to come by school. We're going to get him checked in up front at the administration, and I'm going to do a personal tour with this gentleman through my program, and I'm so excited to do that, to have a listener go and walk through my program so I could actually show them the program, and maybe they can text in and talk about what we do over there too, you know? I am very excited about that, and not only excited about that, but his interest in helping the students, you know, with their careers and supplying tools for our Student of the Month and What Did You Learn segments. And I'm very happy about that. And next week we are doing Student of the Month, so it's going to fall perfectly in that. So, yeah, so thank you very much for that. And we're going to mention your name next week after I meet you, and we'll talk about that before I do that. So, yeah.
Okay, we still got some coming in. We had actually an incorrect answer. So, again, the question is,
what is the part on the very back of a boat motor, whether stern drive or outboard, that spins that makes the boat actually go?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. In the meantime, we did get a legit question about a boat here. So hang on a second as I navigate through all these texts.
I love
lots
that.
Lots of texts That's coming in.
That's awesome.
So we actually... Let me do this. First, we'll do the winner. If we do have a winner, I don't have the name yet, so I just asked them to send me their name. But congratulations. The number ends, it starts with 850, ends in 4036. 4036. So you're the winner, but text me your name, and then we can give you some kudos on the air. And the answer was?
Propeller.
Propeller, yes.
Or prop.
Or prop.
Prop or propeller.
Or wheel.
Or a
we
wheel.
Call it a wheel sometimes.
Yeah, there I heard a woman call it the twirly thing.
Twirly thing, yeah. So, yeah, all that works. So, thank you for that. We appreciate all the texts
and
stuff.
Wait a minute. You can give the prize to someone else. I recently won a prize from the show. That's from Dave Drasudis, former MST student and also a regular listener. So, okay, Dave, well, let me find another person that got it right. Hang on 1 second here. Let me see. Let's see. How about Gwen? Gwen Werner.
All right.
She got
all right.
It
Thank
right,
you,
too.
Gwen.
Congratulations, Gwen. You won the prize, and all you have to do is go by Key Marine. What's the address to pick that up?
5621 Bauer Road.
Okay. All right, Gwen, I will be sending you a text with instructions on what to do. Thanks, everybody. We had a lot of texts on that one, so thanks, everybody, that texted in about the big prize.
Yeah, no doubt. And, like I said, you can call it a propeller, a prop, a wheel. There's all kinds of names for it, and it's a spinny thing.
That's what I call it, the spinny thing on the back.
That works, too.
So. Twirly.
The twirly thing on the back.
Yeah, all that.
I got a kick out of that one,
all right.
For sure.
What you don't want to call is that thing that's all bent up.
Yeah.
True. That is absolutely true.
We like that in away, but you know,
And that's the one part that comes on a motor that does not come with the motor because there's all kinds of variations there the best.
That's
propeller.
Something we can talk about on a show down in the future how to prop a boat out. That'd be interesting.
Ooh, that is a good show.
We could do that.
Yeah. But we make sure that's done for you when we repower your boat at Key Marine, and so you don't have to worry about it.
And it's so very important to have that boat done correctly. So we'll talk about that, and let's plan on that, Bill, in the next show or two, and maybe talk about propping boats and see how that works out for us, you know, and maybe we can help somebody. So you got that answer?
I'm looking for it right now. There were so many questions that all came in the same time as all the texts.
Thank y'all so much for that.
It was really great. Thank you, we got a bunch, y'all, so let me see if I can find that for you.
We're hearing more and more every week people coming into the shop of how much they like and listen to the show, and we really appreciate that.
Yep, this is a great place to do advertising, so make sure if you're interested in getting the word out, this is the place to do it.
Oh my
here
goodness.
At 1620 Pensacola for sure, right?
So, and it's definitely fun for us, isn't it?
Yeah, we're getting down to about a minute left here, so I'm gonna probably be the one closing the show.
Okay,
that's
yeah,
okay. If you find it, text it to me, and I'll and a phone number. I'll be more than happy to try to answer me or Bill. More than happy to do that.
Okay.
But you know, we thank you so much for all the texts and stuff today. It makes it's so much fun for us to do that. So I'll be back in here next Friday. We're gonna talk a little bit of Mardi Gras, and then we'll go on about the show and stuff like that. Bill, what you got for the end of the show?
Yeah, I'll definitely be here Friday too. And then just everyone needs to know, we're definitely looking forward to the great boating season this year at Key Marine.
Okay, great. Thanks, guys. Stephen Smith with Georgetown Technical College. Bill Kudala with Key Marine of Northwest Florida. Thanks, guys, for being here on a Friday.
Thank you.
Stay warm. And this is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.